Hello, 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 hello. And welcome back to the New Files of a New Black Mom. I'm in such a good mood. And I'm in such a good mood that I was having real mom talk and real life talk with one of my good friends. And I always laugh because he always says I'm very blunt. And that's why he talks to me. And I love that he feels that way. He's not afraid to talk to me, but he talks to me for the realness. And like I promised, we are going to talk about baby names. So, I know we've had a conversation about baby names. And it's really interesting because it took a long time for... Not a long time. It took more time than expected to pick my daughter's name. And the reason I say it took more time than expected is because we thought we were having a boy. So, when we first found out we were pregnant, my husband was super excited. And we went through some things because I had the blues and I wasn't sure and I was scared and all this other shit. But once we finally started to enjoy it, the first thing we were talking about was baby names. And I'll tell you guys, because you don't know me. You know me, but you don't know me. But you know me. Our baby name for a boy was going to be Bear Noah. And it's a play on a lot of things. My mom's first love's name was Bear. My husband's nickname is Big Bear. And it was going to be a play on something like Big Bear, Little Bear. Now, my brothers all both knew if I had a girl, I wanted to name her Blue. This is before Beyonce, before any of that. My brothers would tell you my favorite color is blue, my favorite food is blue cheese. And my biggest thing was I was going to name my daughter Blue and spell it like blue cheese, French style, B-L-E-U. When Beyonce named her daughter Blue, I wasn't mad because I'm a Beyonce fan. But I did feel kind of stolen on my name. So one thing I will say, baby names are hard. And the reason I say that is because they have to live with these names, parents. And I say this because I always feel like when I look at resumes or look at even paperwork and I look at kids' names or I look at parents' names or adult names, I am a judger in like, where did I get this name from? Or the spelling of the name. Or how a kid is supposed to, you know, articulate this name at a young age. I'm all about creativity. And I won't say black people are the innovators of that. White people are very big on creative names. If you don't notice, celebrities name their kids Apple, Coco, Diamond, Porsche, Safari, Jungle, you know, kitten, whatever. And it's so crazy to me because black people get such a rep for naming their kid, you know, Laquanda, Tanika, Monica, whatever. Or they do the old school black way where they used to take half your mom's name, half your dad's name. So if your father's name was Thomas and your mom's name was Charmaine, your name would be like Thomasina. Or if your dad's name was David and your mom's name was Lisa, your name was Dalia or something crazy. Like, it was some weird combinations of names. So, I always wanted to be creative. And when it came to picking my daughter's name, we had a very hard time. One, because I was like, we're not doing S names. My first name is S. Well, my mom is very OCD. So my older brother's name has 7 letters. My middle brother's name has 6 letters. My name has 5 letters. All of our names start with S-H-A. My dog's name also started with S-H. And he had four letters. The funnier part about it was my mom had no connection to these names in the sense of we weren't, you know, we were named with a purpose. All of our names are Swahili. And Swahili as well as Arabic described in all of our names. So all of our names have Arabic roots with Arabic spelling and Arabic meaning as well. So they're dual meanings. But I wanted my daughter to be unique. Same thing kind of went with my best friend. When she had her daughter, she wanted something creative. She already had a name she planned with an ex when she was pregnant, and unfortunately the baby did not make it. So when she got pregnant again with her new boyfriend at the time, her biggest thing was naming the child something unique, something beautiful, something creative. And so she named her Neilani. And she decided to name her middle name after her other godmother. Now, in debate, my middle name should be it because I'm a better godmother. I'ma say it. I don't care. Fight me. But that's kind of how people go. They do grandmothers, they do grandparents. So, like, my niece who passed away, her name is going to be Lucille. But they decided to go with Lucy, which is a short version of Lucille, after my grandmother. And the crazy part is, my grandmother and my aunt have the same first and middle name. And technically, my aunt is fully named after my grandmother with her maiden name. So I kind of have a dual tattoo, because when my grandmother passed, I put, you know, her name on my back. And my aunt goes, you know, that's my name too. And I laughed because I was like, I know, I got my favorite aunt and my grandmother on me, period. But when it came to naming my daughter, it was a very specific thing. We wanted it to be creative. We wanted it to be racially ambiguous. But we wanted it to have meaning. And because my husband already had a junior, and he really doesn't care for his name. If you know my husband's name, you know him very, very well. Because he really doesn't answer to it. And he really doesn't tell people. So it's not something he would be like, oh, yeah, that's me. So, when it came to naming my daughter, we were like, okay, I want to do a play on, like, a junior. Because my daughter is his last Mohegan, as he likes to say. She is the last wonder of the world. She is it. She's going to be the finale. She is all it is going to be. So, I was like, I would love for you to have a junior in a sense. And I love the fact that, if you don't know, Tiana Taylor's daughter is named after her father. His name is Iman Shepherd. So his daughter's name is Iman Shepherd Jr. And his name happens to be my middle name. And I laugh because, you know, I thought it was a great play on his name. I thought it was a great version of having a daughter as a junior. And it's definitely not as original. Because if you don't know, a lot of white people name their kids after the father. Like, a girl will be named Bobby. And it never looked or blinked an eye having a girl named Bobby, just like you have a boy named Ashley. But nonetheless, I wanted my daughter to be a junior, but also a play on her father's name. And it was something that when people see her name on a paper or they see her name on a resume, they won't be able to tell her race, her sexual orientation, her anything. It would literally be, oh, I have to meet this person to know her. Or I have to know this person or get to know her to really figure out who she is without being able to look at her name and judge. I hire a lot of people. I probably hired and fired over 400 people in all the jobs that I've had. So I kind of get a view on perspective of name versus people. So when it came time to naming her, it wasn't as easy as naming the boy. The boy took us all of an hour to come up with a boy name because we were watching a TV show and the guy's name was Bear. And we were like, oh, I love that name. And it was so random that we both loved it. And then we were like, okay, I want him to have some type of biblicalness. And we want him to have some connection to God and something different. And we were like, Bear Noah. And we were going to go with a Jacob, which kind of would have worked because my grandfather's name was Jacob, but his son was already named Jacob. So we were like, okay, we're not going to use Jacob. And Noah was like our next favorite name. So when it came to picking a name for our daughter, it was like, okay, it took us probably a week to name her. Now, once again, this was before she was born. So we had time. But it's really funny because people go, oh, we wait and see what she looks like or what he looks like or what, you know, name fits them. And I'm like, I don't think she fits anything. You know what I mean? I couldn't imagine waiting that long to give her a name. And they usually give you a few days after to do the birth certificate. They'll put baby, you know, baby whoever, based off your last name. And that's kind of what you get to name your child. So one of the funnier things is when people always ask, oh, I see her name. Is that short for something? And I laugh because my name is super short. And people go, oh, your name must be short for something. I said, nope, it's short for what it is. That's all it is. 5 letters. That's it. That's me. And they go, wow. And I used to think my name was so unique. And I say that because it used to, because I was in a sorority. Well, I'm a part of a sorority, excuse me. And there was 5 other girls in our sorority who had variations of my name. But out of the 5 variations, 2 other girls had the same name, first name at least. And so they used to call me by my last name. So I got used to people always referring to me by my last name. But when it came to naming my daughter, I was like, I want her to have some type of creativity and something different. But also, you know, they always go, oh, well, what is she named after? Where did you get that name from? It's very unique. So when we sat down and really sat and thought what we were going to name her, we came up with Charlie. And Charlie is the perfect description of her. She is a true character, a definite different spirit. She had this super cute raspy laugh that she still kind of has, but it fits her personality where, you know, she's a little bit of everything, definitely a wild child, definitely a unique spirit, definitely all the bits and pieces you can think of. And when it came to her middle name, I knew I wanted it to have meaning, so I named it after her godmother. And the crazier part was we decided not to tell anyone her name. So here's my mom. I'm 30 weeks pregnant, 31, 30, 30, 31 weeks pregnant. And my mom was like, okay, we're doing the baby shower. And she was like, we need to know the name. I said, y'all know she's a girl. She goes, well, how are we going to know the name? And I'm like, mom, we're going to do a name game at the baby shower. Now, that was one thing me and her father totally agreed on, not telling anyone her name. And we wanted everyone to have a fair chance to play the game. So the way that we played the game was we had all these letters on a board. And the letters on the board basically were scrambled. And they had to put all of these letters into some kind of formation to make her name. So here we are, baby shower game number 2. And we give all these letters. And literally everyone tried every variation. Now, when you see a bunch of letters and it's like playing, you know, Wheel of Fortune, where they literally have all these letters and you have to scramble and you figure it out, whatever. So we did it that way. And everyone's putting all their ideas. And the funnier part about it was the only person who had her name correctly was her godmother. She had no idea what her name was going to be. So when people thought, oh, you know, somebody knows, me and him knew. So literally we scrambled the letters, had everyone play, so it was fair, and then we do it, and then I put the words back, and I said, so literally before I put the board up, I go, the funniest part about this is only one person got it right. Everybody's like, who got it right? And we put the name up, and my best friend screams and starts crying, and she goes, oh my god, I got it right. Oh my god, it's me. And she laughs because she's like, oh, that's me. That's me. And I said, yeah, her name is Charlie Marie. And the crazier part is we wanted to have some kind of rhythm or flow to it. So it worked out perfectly. But I challenge parents always to give your child a uniqueness. And names are as unique you're going to get in the beginning. And when it comes to picking a name or choosing a name, I always say have fun. Have fun with the idea. Have fun with being unique. Have fun with picking something people don't expect. but also think about the future that you're giving with this name. I know so many girls who have the same name, and it sucks for them because they're like, oh my God, I went to school and there was 35 Ashleys or 16 Jasmines or 25 Tanyas or whatever. And people always have a tell on what they want, maybe for some source of what the name may or may not have. And I laugh because I always say, you know, it was no question. We knew the name we wanted. And people always go, well, how did you know? And I said, we knew because we knew the personality we wanted her to have and the idea of the name that we wanted to have people call her and nicknames. And people always come up with their own creativity of what they may nickname her or call her by, but it gave her this racially sexual ambiguous name that people would only assume she's either white or Hispanic or some sort. We've gotten that a lot. Or they go, oh, is he? And I said, she's a girl. And they go, oh, well, her name is, I said, I know exactly what her name is. I named her. I was there. I picked it. It was a process I was a part of. And they laugh because they go, well, no, we only, you know, we didn't expect, and I apologize. And I always think it's funny because people feel so bad by calling her a he. And I said, no, we did it on purpose. I was like, she's named after her dad. And they go, oh, I get it. And I'm like, do you? And they're like, well, no, we get it. You know, her name is short for this, or her name is short for that. I said, no, her name's not short for anything. Like, I think it's hilarious that people always want to make your name short for something. And when you make it short for something, people are like, oh, is it short for Charlotte? Or is it short for, you know, X, Y, or Z? So we're gonna take a quick break and I'll be back. Hello, hello, hello. Quick break was done. We back at it again. But no, just kind of want to summarize up everything, you know, baby names. It's kind of funny because I didn't think picking a name was going to be a hard task. And I honestly, I didn't want to say I prejudged the situation, but I definitely didn't take it seriously. I think that as parents, we have a due diligence to name our children something with significance, something with meaning, something with power. I don't think we should only name our kids things that kind of are common. I think one of the hardest things that I realized was naming my child and knowing people who had the same name. So that was the other thing. If you knew you had a bad blood with a girl named Ashley, you for sure wasn't going to name your child Ashley. Or if you hated every Lexus you knew, you weren't going to name your child Lexus. And it was one of those things. It was like, oh, if I had a son, I'm never going to name him Thomas because I had a boyfriend named Thomas, and Thomas wasn't this, and Thomas wasn't... And I laugh about it as an adult because I'm like, why does that matter? If you like the name Thomas and you think that your son is going to be a great Thomas, be Thomas. Let him be Thomas. But I think when it comes to picking baby names, take the time, have fun with it, be creative. Look at your child to see what character or characteristics they have that builds into this name. Like, my daughter is completely my husband. She has his temperament. She has his, just a lot of his traits of her being independent, her being super strong-willed, her being super, like, specific on what she likes. She likes the word no. And no means no. And when she says no, she means it. She likes things a specific way. She likes things a specific style. All of that stuff is very particular, but it's completely her father. So a lot of times, people who know her in our family will call her Little C, or, you know, no, they'd be like, oh, she is just him. That is her. That is his twin. That is him all day. And she is that way. Like, her and him have such a connection where she responds so much to him and him being around and him and his voice and hearing him come up the stairs or hearing and seeing him. She gets super excited. You know, kids have a bond with parents that are very unique. And a lot of times it's what they're around, but it's also like, as much as my daughter loves being around me, she acts completely spoiled when she's around me. Like, full on wants to lay in my lap, wants to, you know, rub me, wants to cuddle, coddle, whatever. And it's so funny because a lot of times people go, oh, she wants to be, she's so spoiled, she wants to be all up under you. I said, until her father comes around. People don't realize the significance of just those kind of traits, but it comes with a name sometimes. People look at your kids and the uniqueness of their names adds uniqueness to getting to know them, to gaining that kind of extra oomph into getting to know this unique child or getting to meet this unique kid. And a lot of times people automatically, yes, judge your child on the name. And yes, they're going to significantly look at you as a parent and say, oh, I wonder what made her name that. Like, I laugh because my daughter's name is Charlie, that people always go with he as a pronoun. And I'm like, why do you think it's a he? You know, if you even took 3 seconds to look at the rest of her name, you would see it was a girl. Or they go, oh, you know, what is it short for? Is it short for Charlotte? Is it short for Charmise? Or short for Charlene? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Why can't that be enough? But again, names are creative. I always say, you know, my mom was super creative in our names and my siblings' names. And I laugh at, you know, the uniqueness of parents trying to add some spice, add some creativity. One of the girls who works at the coffee shop that I go to, she's naming her son Raheem. And I kind of laugh because she was like, I know it's different. It's unique. I said, it is. I said, but it's also an old school, you know, hip hop name. And she's like, I like it, though. I'm, you know, we're having a biracial son, and I want him to have, you know, some type of connection because he won't always look biracial. And a lot of times people don't realize the names and the titles that they give to their kids are sometimes bigger than them. Whether it be creativity, whether it be their just uniqueness, I feel like I give my child a name where people will want to know who she is, will inquire her uniqueness and her androgynous name, will want to know more of why her name is that and who she's named after. And it's going to give her a bit of an edge where people won't immediately go, oh, I know a girl named that. I can tell you, honestly, I don't know any girl named Charlie. I don't know any girls I've met growing up named Charlie. So my daughter is already unique to me. Now, I will say this, with being unique, make sure you know how to spell. One of the biggest pet peeves I have is spelling errors when it comes to people and their kids, because people will butcher a name and they will do all types of hyphens and dashes and apostrophes. Baby, keep it simple, keep it cute, keep it phonetic. Because people are going to try to pronounce your child's name and be looking like they can't speak English. So don't try to be creative to the extent of, like, you're doing too much. And I mean that because my name is 5 letters and it's phonetic as fuck. And I laugh because people always go, how do you say your name? And I'm like, what does it look like? And they look at me like I'm speaking 3 languages. And I'm like, I'm just curious. Because it's 5 letters. It's simple in how it's spelled. It's simple in how it's said. So I don't know what you're missing. But I appreciate you for listening. I thank you all for, you know, sticking with me, good, bad, ugly, all in between. We've had a good few months of strong, strong listening. And I appreciate it 1,000 times too. Subscribe. Send your friends over. Tell them to come listen. Come talk to me. Come give me something to talk about. And I'm out.